Hello and welcome to a special Law and Order S review here on Fanversation. I am so excited. I'm Yael Teagle. I'm joined by Taylor Gates. Hello, Taylor.
Hello.
Hi, I think we have a small delay, which is awkward. But that's okay.
Well, we love that.
Yeah, we love that for us. So if you're joining us, this is season 23, episode 4. We are discussing One More Tale of Two Victims. I am aware that we are a little bit late on this. We'll be back in our regular day on Sunday to talk about episode 5 at an hour earlier. I'll announce that again at the end in case you missed it now. So before we jump in, as a reminder, on this show, actually before that, as a reminder, if you need help, please reach out to Rain. Their number is 1-800-656-4673. 1-800-656-4673. Taylor, what does that spell?
It spells hope.
Amazing. It does spell hope. Also, if you're new to our show, sometimes the show goes dark, and when that happens, we make light. And I have a feeling I'm going to say something awful today. So this is your content warning. I might say something awful today.
At least we know ahead of time.
Yeah. It's really fun when I am not the one who says something awful. It's rare, but it's fun.
It's rare. But it does happen occasionally.
Yeah. So this episode, again, season 23, episode 4, One More Tale of Two Victims. Here is the quick cap. The SVU searches for a serial rapist who preys on mothers with young children. Benson and Finn struggle under the tightening reins of Chief McGrath. Taylor, what did you think of this episode?
I actually liked this one quite a bit. I thought it was, like, it showcased something that's so prevalent, unfortunately, in, like, law enforcement, where you'll, like, prioritize, like, the one with connections, the white girl, you know what I mean? And so I thought it was, like, very juxtapose that very obviously in this episode, which is like an important thing to touch on. I hate McGrath so much, but we even knew that. It's not been a surprise to anyone. And just the fact that we have some scheming ice cream guy is just such a choice. And I respected that.
Yeah, I will say this episode filled me with rage. I was so angry throughout, which I think was the intention. And I understand it. I kind of appreciate that we're like, hey, this show's been out for 23 seasons and there are still people who believe the way that McGrath does.
Yeah.
And that I appreciate it, but I hate it. I hate it so much. So I was very angry through most of the episode. I'm going to be honest. I only got to watch it once this time. I hope that upon second viewing, I can enjoy parts of it, find parts that I like, because right now I hate everyone. This episode just is infuriating.
Yeah, I hate everyone in it, but I do think it was like well done. I thought, and I was engaged like the whole time.
Yes, you're totally
which is rare
right.
when there's not huge twists and turns. I mean, there was little ones, but I just thought it was a very solid episode. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about the new guy. He might be growing on me a little bit, but I'm sure we'll talk about that.
Well, let's just talk about it. I was going to save it for the news later, but big news for those who don't know, Octavio Pisano, who plays Detective Joe Velasco, who we met in the season premiere, we called it that he would join the team, and not just join the team, but the actor is a series regular. He has been promoted to series regular. Here's what I think. Had we not known... I genuinely believe, had we not known that we were losing Kat and Garland and we had just met him in the premiere, I 100% believe that this panel would have been like, yeah, he should join the team.
Yeah, because that's just like what we do. I will say I liked him more in this episode because he shut up and listened. And I'm like, that's what you should do when you come into SVU. And he was like asking Rollins for advice, which I appreciated. So I'm like, as long as you're going to chill out, because you came in real hot, as long as you're going to chill out and learn, then you can stay here. So I like that he did defer to other people who knew better, and he was apologetic when he made a mistake. And I was like, okay, that's how you should be acting. So I guess you can stick around.
I agree with you. I think that he's an interesting character. He's an interesting addition. I do feel like there's a little bit of a parallel slash we've already done this with him being McGrath's spy. Because if you recall, when Baby Dodds joined the team, Baby Dodds was Chief Dodds' spy. And so at least with Baby Dodds, he straight up said to us, like, you know, I'm not here as a spy. Whereas this guy very much is a spy. He is a spy. He's aware that he's there to spy. And I'm sure that, like, he'll grow on the team and learn and be like, oh, McGrath's terrible.
Yeah, I hope he'll get there. Because he does seem sincere. Like, maybe he's not. Maybe he's just, like, playing them so he can get, you know, more ingrained into it and report back to him. But he seemed sincere. Like, he wasn't coming in too hot this time. And so, I don't know. I guess we'll have to see either way. But, yeah, I like him better than I did. I'm going to say that. I still miss Kat. I still don't think you should be sitting at that desk. But you can at least stay in the room. You can drink the bad coffee if you want.
Right. I honestly, it's just, it's obnoxious. It's obnoxious to lose Kat and to have to deal with Velasco and to have to deal with McGrath. And, like, I know that this episode specifically, to see Kat go up against McGrath would have been fascinating. And also, this would have been, like, I 100% believe this could have been an episode where she got fired. Like, if that's how we were going to get rid of her. And that would be so believable rather than her choosing to leave in the premiere. Like, I think that it just would have been better because her going head to head with McGrath in this situation where we have Crystal, who was very clearly attacked and went through all this, but is, you know, not the kind of victim that McGrath wants. And then the Peggy situation, I could see Kat getting in McGrath's face and getting fired. And then that would even make more tension. I guess she shouldn't have been let go in the first episode. She should have still been here. And she should have gotten fired this episode. Not that she deserves to get fired, but, like, story-wise.
Honestly, even her and Velasco working together would have been interesting. Because they both are kind of have that, like, young energy, but, like, in very different ways. And they're so understaffed. Like, why are you... Whatever. Stop now, but that could have been an interesting team, an interesting duo.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And if, you know, we talked about this when the news was first announced that you're losing two people and giving us someone else.
Yeah.
Is this what that money went to? Like, I can't help but think about it that way. This is where the money went.
I guess.
Yeah. What did you think of the case specifically? You said you liked the creepy ice cream.
Yeah, bag. Because I knew he was sketchy from the get-go.
Here's my problem. Off. Even with a mask, I recognize the actor and the voice. And for those who don't know, it is Johnny Pemberton playing Travis Hillsdale. And Johnny Pemberton, I would say he was recently on a show on NBC called... He was, like, one of the main people on a show on NBC, and I can't remember what it was called, but he also was in Superstore. So, like, this actor has been doing stuff, so as soon as I heard his voice, I was like, oh, I know who this is. It's definitely.
My thing was just, like, why would they spend this much time with the ice cream man if he didn't do something? I don't know about that. I knew he was sketchy, but I did want ice cream after I watched it, which, like, I mean, that's probably, like, not what I was supposed to get from that, but I did want some ice cream and sprinkles. I can't lie to you.
I don't know if you saw my tweet, but I was in New York when this episode aired, and I happened to come by an ice cream truck that had the same designs. It was the ice cream truck.
Did you stop at it?
No, I tweeted that it seemed sus.
Yeah, that's probably, I would probably skip out on that one too for trying to find something else.
I think the case was solid. It was fine.
It was creepy too that he cries, he died. Ooh, that freaked me out.
It's not the first time that we've had someone go after, like, single moms with kids.
Right. That added a whole other.
It had a whole other level. And the fact that he did it with them watching,
Yeah.
That's, look.
That's messed up.
I don't kink shame, but that's weird. Seems very inappropriate.
I kink shame when it's that, yeah. That's creepy.
It feels like a real weird thing to be into.
Yeah, well, it's just a power play, I'm sure. Like, it's all about power.
Right, right, always, right. But it makes me think about, like I said, there have been episodes previously where, you know, we've had rapists who go specifically after single moms. There was the one where they went after moms of little boys. And we've always like kind of understood why, like we've gone into, oh, this happened to them as a child, this happened to them. And so I'm very interested to see, or I would have been more interested to understand specifically.
Yeah. What, why that? Yeah. You know. Yeah. She was having, she was vibing so hard that day though. She was having such a great day. And then that had to happen. She was just dancing. She was getting her ice cream. I was like, why can't she just live her life?
I want to give a shout out to that actress who played Crystal, because she was amazing. Why is what? Okay. The actress was Jade Fernandez, who played Crystal Nunez. Honestly, wonderful performance. She felt very, like, real. She felt very real.
Yeah, I agree. I thought she was, I think that maybe that's why I liked the episode so much, is I really enjoyed her character. Like, she just felt very, she was great to watch. Just made me feel so much.
I don't have a lot more to say about the episode itself. Should we get into best lines, or is there anything else? Again, I apologize, I've only seen the episode once, which is not likely.
I mean, we should probably talk about Peggy, but I guess that's best lines because she has some quotes for sure.
All right, well,
we can just get into it.
Let's get into best lines and talk about Peggy.
Yeah.
What do you have for us today?
Well, I have so many. Well, quite a few. Rumor is the guy's good. Rumor is he started that rumor. I love how much Finn just, like, hates him on principle. He's a ride or die because he's like, my bestie Kat's not here, like, then I hate this man, like, just on sight.
I mean, I feel like that's how he was when we lost Munch. Feel like that is, he's very not protective, but like he gets stuck in his way. He doesn't like change.
He doesn't, but he also is like, when he thinks there's an underdog, he will, like, latch on to them and help them. Because when Rollins was new, like, they were really tight. And I feel like he helped to guide Kat, too. So, but he's like, this guy's not an underdog. Like, this guy is, we just hate him. Like, he doesn't need me. So I'm just going to have to haze him a little bit. I loved the Minuteman conversation. I thought that was, like, so funny. And he said that he goes to his mother's house for dinner and she does my laundry. And then Rollins' reaction is just like, yeah. That was like the funniest reaction. So I thought that was so good. Full Bennies for life. I love how that was like an odd line coming out of his mouth. I do part-time bookkeeping on Zoom. I go to mass 2 times a week. Shut up, Peggy. Like, literally no one asked you. Like, I'm sorry that happened to you, but don't be a bitch. You know what I mean? She was awful. She was awful. God, I hated Peggy. Like, I didn't want that to happen, but I just hate her so much.
I honestly hated her father more. Like, I hated
him. It was funny to see him because he's from House of Cards, so I just could only picture him in his House of Cards role. So I was like, what are you doing here? And it was like a smaller role, and he was like a main character on House of Cards. I was like very shook by his presence. I wonder if he'll come back at all, because I feel like that's, I mean, maybe not, but maybe if McGrath has this little crew of besties that he just cycles in and out. Don't forget to give Velasco an attaboy. Shut up again.
Oh my god. I just, sir, you are talking to the people who did the case. You are like, talking to us, our team, and you're like, oh, tell this guy who's not even here that he did a good job.
But the way it's phrased, too, like, tell, don't forget to give him an attaboy. Like, that is so on the nose. Like, I can't. I really can't.
But some people can't be subtle.
Yeah, he sure wasn't. They sure weren't. Fake news, fake clues.
Oh no, you froze. You froze, and I don't know what the quote
fake
is.
Fake clues.
You froze. Start again. What was that? Fake news.
Okay, happy to say it again. Fake news, fake clues. Real jury. Fake news, fake clues is great. And then finally, the standoff between McGrath and Olivia at the end was, I love that. That was tension. I think we understand each other. I hope so. I was like, whoa. Damn. I thought that was a great scene.
I want to talk about that scene because I really appreciate her not backing down. I don't foresee that as A, being positive. Like, I don't think it's that did not end well. But no. Also, she should have put her foot down earlier. Like, yeah. It should not have gotten this far. Mm-hmm. That's
You're
all.
Right.
That's all I wanted to say.
You're right. I'm glad she finally found her spine again, though.
Yes.
And she really found it. Like, she wasn't just like, listen. She was like, listen.
That's what I'm saying is imagine if, I know I'm rewriting the show, but imagine if Kat had like stood up to him and he fired her and then this was Olivia's reaction.
See, now that's my new canon. In my head, that's what happened now.
Thank you.
We should have gotten to see it though. I love it when they go rogue. And like Kat going rogue here would have been delicious.
I mean, Kat going up against McGrath and like...
And she'd do it. She wouldn't be scared.
She wouldn't be scared. And then she would be surprised that she got fired. Like, I think that feels really very on brand. She'd be like, I got fired for speaking up to the man?
Kat, you literally called him a dumb bitch. Like, yeah. And she would be validated in that. She would deserve it.
So, for those who are watching S Review, that's what happened. It may not be what happened on SVU, but it's what
happened on S Review, exactly.
All right, so I have some show news to share. In addition to Octavio Pisano getting a series regular gig on the show, if you somehow missed this news, it seems that the mothership, Law and Order, is returning. And not just it's returning, they are actively asking cast members, allegedly, to come back. So, for example, Anthony Anderson says that he has been approached to return for the mothership. And they're calling it season whatever the next season is. Like, they're not.
That's wild to me. I kind of love it for them. I still hope SVU surpasses it in terms of how many seasons, but... Great. Like, let's keep going. Dick Wolf, let's get you some more money. I'm sure you're lacking it.
Here's the thing. I'm all for the mothership returning. Great. Sure. Happy for them. Good for them. Right now, we have two Law and Orders, and they are crossing over continuously in ways that, to me as a viewer, do not make necessarily sense. Or feel needed most of the time.
Yeah.
So I don't want another Law and Order that we're going to have to cross over with.
Imagine them doing, because they used to do like the Chicago Nights. Imagine like six shows cross over.
So I don't know if you remember, but when the fall season was announced for this fall, there was a third Law and Order show to be on Thursday. Wednesdays were Chicago, Thursdays were Law and Order. There was going to be a third show. Luckily, that one disappeared before it even aired.
There's been a couple that just kind of poof.
Yeah, we're still waiting on Hate Crime, Law and Order Hate Crime.
It's been a minute. It's been a hot minute for that one.
But I will say, I personally don't want Law and Order Thursdays where we have all these shows we have to watch and cross over it. I imagine for the Chicago fans, you know, we know that Felicia likes one of them. And I know that there were the episodes where we crossed over with them and I was forced to watch them. Look, I'm an SVU fan. I watch SVU. I don't want to be forced to watch the others. I would love to hear what other people think about that.
It's fair.
because especially as the person on our team who's watching organized crime so that the rest of you don't have to. How are we going to, I don't have, I mean, I mean,
I'm going to be honest.
I want to watch another one.
I'm quite every week. I'm like, huh?
You froze on me after He's, I'm going to be honest.
Oh, I'm a little confused as someone who doesn't watch OC week to week. I'm like, okay, it's fine. I'm having a good time regardless, but.
And the worst part is I'm going to have to tell us all about it on Sunday because the next episode's crossover.
But I heard, I haven't watched it yet, but I heard that Jet comes on Destiny, which is my dream. So I am actually very excited about that.
And we will talk about that on Sunday at our special time. But now it is time for the weekly poll.
Yeah. Okay. So the last week I was here was the season premiere. And I asked you guys who the most infuriating character exit was. Yeah. Coming in at last place is Peter Stone, 6.5% of the votes. Too high, but that's okay. Coming in at third place is a tie, which is very interesting, between Kat and Garland. That's valid. And number one, by a large margin, is Barba, which you're absolutely correct. So that was last week's poll.
I'll tell you that's a hard poll because three out of four of those were actually infuriating.
I wonder which three you think. Yes, I agree. I very much agree. This week we're asking what your favorite terrible boss episode is, because McGrath is just not doing it for us. The options are Confidential, that's season 11, episode 15. Yeah, that's the Shadow Box episode, if you want to elaborate on that one.
I would love to, thank you. Yes, so this is the episode where we have a boss who raped and murdered an employee, and then it turns out that it matches the exact MO of another rape and murder of an employee of his from the past, and that he framed the janitor who has been in prison for like 25 years for this crime. And then his lawyer, he gets murdered, and his lawyer brings the shadow box and reveals that he actually did it and that the guy in jail is not responsible. But, like, the reason he's the worst boss is because he, A, raped an employee, and B, framed an employee for the rape.
I literally, that's, like, my biggest fear is going to jail for something I just didn't do.
Isn't that your biggest fear? Thought?
I mean, it's definitely a fear. I have a lot of fears, but it's a fear on the list.
Same.
That's really scary. The next episode in the poll is one of my personal favorites, Bully, season 12, episode 18, Luscious Grapes, baby. We've covered that. So if you want to know more about that one, definitely go watch that after show because it's one of the wildest episodes I think that SV's ever done. Controversial, but true. We have also Lost Reputation, season 14, episode 1. That's one of the Adam Baldwin episodes, Yael, if you want to elaborate on his character a little.
Yeah, so Adam Baldwin came in to take over the team when Cragen was arrested for murdering...
Oops. Yeah.
So he was just terrible, and I think he told Finn he had to like dress better, and they all had to do paperwork and shit. He was terrible in the beginning. He eventually grew on us.
And he did indeed suck.
He did, but he also introduced us to Barba, so can't hate him.
All right. Way. Yeah, I guess we can allow that. And then we have the one we just talked about, which if you don't know what that's about, you probably haven't been listening hard enough.
I mean, we haven't talked that much about it. But
yeah, okay, yeah, honestly. Okay, McGrath sucks. Okay,
McGrath
just
sucks.
A little recap. He's the worst. He's going over all their cases so close. He's micromanaging. He's not believing victim. That's probably his biggest crime.
Right.
But all in all, we just hate him.
I wonder if he
needs to go.
If he'll win us over at some point.
I thought you were going to say die for some reason.
No.
Well, maybe.
One way or the other.
One way or the other, get out of our face. Or either shape up or get out.
I doubt he'll shape up. Anyway, so we'll tell you where to find the poll in just a minute. But now it's time for the segment we forget about every week.
What you know I did. You know I did forget.
Same.
I learned.
I'll tell you what I learned. If you need more time. Have you frozen? Do you want to go or do you want me to go?
You were frozen as well.
Great.
You go ahead.
Okay. I learned that I need to watch an episode twice before doing an after show. Yeah.
That's valid. I learned that, I learned two things. I learned that maybe Velasco will grow on me. I don't know. I wasn't hopeful of it the last time he was on, but we'll maybe get there. I also learned to be a little wary of ice cream trucks. A little sus. If they try to give you free sprinkles, run the other way. Okay? Run the other way. Just saying.
Good.
Next time someone's at that, I'm going to be like, leave them off. Leave them off.
Perfect. All right. So as we mentioned earlier, we know this is a special day and time. This Sunday, we'll be talking about season 23, episode 5 at 1 o'clock Pacific. So we are shifting 1 hour earlier just for this one Sunday. Also, if you did not know, we are on iTunes. You can rate and review us there. If you like us, you can give us 5 stars. If you don't like us, you can give us 4 stars because the other stars are broken. But if you do give us 4 stars, you have to tell us why. What can we do to improve? We are looking for feedback. But if you like us, 5 stars is good too. We did get some new ratings, which is very much appreciated. All 5 stars, but no reviews. If you do write us a review, we will read it on the air in a voice of some sort. We don't know what voice, but a voice of some sort.
If you have a request, leave the request for what voice you want in the review too.
We'll see what we can do about that.
We'll try to deliver for you. I mean, and when I say that, like, it's going to be bad, but fun still.
That's true. Also, if you don't know, we've made some weird merch. And you can check that out at the link below. And this is the first episode that we will now be available to watch on Spotify. So you can watch the video on Spotify, which is going to be super helpful for our audio listeners when we do visuals, because we do that sometimes. And now we're available not just on YouTube, but on video for Spotify. So yay!
Woo!
I think that's all that we have to talk about. I know this was a short episode. Again, I learned that I need to watch it twice, and I'm disappointed. I guess I'll go watch it again right now. I'll watch it a billion times. I love this show. Yeah. Thank you to anyone who caught us live. Daryl, I know you were here and you caught us live. Thank you for being here. Taylor, where can everyone keep up with you until Sunday? But only until Sunday.
You can find me on Twitter at @alphabot_, and you can also find me on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_.
Amazing. You can find Felicia on Instagram at @itsFeliciaMichelle. You can also, if you're in Jersey, I think she is doing a live thing this weekend in New Jersey, so check out her socials for that info. You can also find me and Felicia on the Electric Now app on the official Leverage Redemption After Show, a very distinctive podcast. Episode 10, The Unwellness Job, is airing on Sunday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. But you can find me everywhere at Yael Teagle. That is YaelTyGiel on Twitter and Instagram. I think that's it. I can't remember what other platforms I'm on. Okay, that's it. Thank you all so much for joining us on this special episode. We appreciate you so much. We'll see you Sunday.
Bye.